Oh, hello.
Ew. Right off the bat. Yeah. We've been gone for 2 weeks and that's how you want
to... I just wanted to come in a big way.
You should have shot higher.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Guys. Y'all.
And this girls.
This is... guys, y'all, and girls. This is Oz and Ends, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, welcome.
There's that energy.
Heyo.
We got quite a bit to get to this episode.
Yeah, well, I mean, we haven't been on for 2 weeks.
No, we haven't. Glad to be gracing your ears again with this, for lack of a better term, poison.
I was going to say music.
Yeah, oh, that, yeah. I was talking about our voices.
Yeah, oh. Should we get to the... Okay. but yeah, I forget why we missed 2 weeks ago. Not that it's important. We missed 2 weeks ago for some reason.
Yeah.
You were sick last week.
I was sick last week.
So we're basically doing the show that we were going to do last week. Recycling it, repurposing it.
Why did we miss 2 weeks ago?
Oh, Senior Bar Night.
Oh, Senior Bar Night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We that got was lit.
Fun. That was fun.
We hit the club.
Yeah.
The club, actually.
As it were, yeah.
Actually.
As it were.
And now, in that spirit, in that vein, we're doing house music.
And hip-hop.
And hip-hop.
We're
for some reason.
Yeah. Alliteration, obviously. I guess.
Triple H.
Yeah. Indeed. Or in French. That was a really dumb joke.
I assume they're silent in French.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that first song was Fresh by Daft Punk, kicking us off into the hip-hop segment of the show.
And then next one is maybe, I mean...
It's our favorite.
In hindsight, it should have been the first song.
Well, I like the first one because it...
Trakuno.
I know. I know. But I thought the ocean sounds were a nice entryway.
Yeah. Bring it with some into this headspace. And then hit you with the bass.
Yeah.
Whiplash. Which is now on Netflix, by the way.
It is indeed. You know what? We're actually going to play Caravan.
Live.
Yeah,
one,
us.
Two, three.
All right.
Just kidding. It's way faster than that. All right. Track uno. Get your
That's not the worst part of what we just... The tempo was fine. Okay. Get your nada, track uno. Here we go.
Girl does to the boy if you can get around to him. Show me what the girl does to the boy if you can get around to it. Show me what the girl does. Show me what the girl does to the boy, if you can get around to it. Show me what to do you most enjoy, if you can get around to it. Learning more about you, I hope it's never ever finished. But it's like when I am your new toy.
That was Get Around to It by Arthur Russell.
That's fun.
Yeah, I don't know what genre that was, but it was close.
Probably not house.
No, I know it wasn't.
It did have enough bass.
But I really wanted to play something from that album.
Yeah.
Because I would listen to it in the same setting as I would listen to house music.
Totally. I could see definitely a DJ chopping that up and using the groove.
This album's great, Calling Out of Context. I was driving around with Maddie the other week. We went to Trader Joe's, and then I also got a chair off of Facebook Marketplace. Shout out.
Nice.
IKEA, $15.
I remember this happening.
Yeah.
Didn't we have plans for that day or something? And then you took too long getting the chair.
Oh, to go to Harvard Art Museum?
That's what it was.
Yeah. How was that?
Fantastic museum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had not been there before.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's a really great museum.
I went last year. Yeah. Was there a specific like exhibit going on?
There was. I got there at like 4. It closed at 5. And I had to like be doing stuff for a school project.
Oh, right. Who else is in that class that I would have been
Toby.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Shout out Toby.
Hi, Toby. Definitely not.
I don't know. He listened once.
Yeah. We're both going to be in New York this weekend, though, and I'm going to see him for dinner in Chinatown.
Cool. What are you doing in New York? Any fun plans?
That's funny because we were in a group before. We actually lost our championship intramural soccer game. I let the team down at the goal.
It's not your fault, man.
Two groups of people asked me what I'm doing this weekend, and I said I'm going to New York. And then, the first group was like, what are you doing this weekend? In New York. I'm seeing my grandpa, seeing some jazz. Mm-hmm. And then another person...
first group said, any fun plans? And you, or what are your plans while you're there?
Yeah, yeah. And then verbatim, another person turned around and asked the same thing. And I liked the attention. Yeah. Now I have a talking point for this. Wait, tee it up again.
Do you have any fun plans in New York?
Me? New York? I think so, but I don't know. Something about, seeing my grandfather and... we're going to get,
What's his name?
On the
Where are you seeing the jazz?
In the city.
Help me out, man.
No, it'll be at the Jazz Gallery, which is, I don't know much about. He's on the board of it, and I've been there before, and I saw a really good vibraphonist. I don't know how you say that.
Cool.
And so I'm excited to go back. Yeah. My brother's going to be there as well. From
Sweet.
Vassar.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun.
And I'm seeing London.
Oh, no way. Does she go to school there?
Sarah Lawrence.
Okay.
But she's going to be dog sitting in Brooklyn, so I get to go to Brooklyn.
Fun.
Yeah.
Shout out London.
Shout out London.
Probably also not listening.
Maybe. Maybe hello.
What was I going to say?
About Harvard Art Museum? About...
No, it was a follow-up to what you were saying.
I was just saying that when I was driving around with Maddie, shout out.
Oh, that's right.
We... I'm going to stop shouting people out. that we were listening to this album.
Yeah.
In its entirety. And it's very good.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to try to find out what you were going to say?
Nah, it's not worth it.
Okay. I think we got two of your songs coming up next. Do you want to intro
That's
the first
crazy.
One?
It's called Will by Joss Moog. it's from when I was abroad. There was a week when I was just shut in my house, sick, writing essays.
Yeah.
And this was from the music that I listened to during then.
Cool.
Yeah.
I can't help but notice that my phone made a buzz and you glared at it because it interrupted you.
Just, do you mind? Okay. Is all, I guess.
Could be a friend. Could be a loved one. All right, let's hear Will by Joss Moog.
We'll be right back.
It's funny because when I was like making or picking my songs for this playlist, I was like doing homework at the same time.
Yeah.
So you don't really remember how repetitive it is. Yeah. Until you, that's all you're doing is just listening to it.
I was definitely at work.
Yeah.
Which is also just, I work at a library, yeah. So not the right vibe to. Yeah.
Should we do a PSA?
I think we should.
Annoyed by all the loud noise and vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport.
Is that a dog?
No interruptions, please. That was the title. I should have known that.
Especially not with that inflection.
Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. The org isn't the hard part. .org. A public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Unbelievably privileged.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's so funny.
It's really crazy. Like, it's just that they're flying over them.
Yeah, and they're noisy.
Not, like, dumping fuel or whatever.
It's not
like,
pollution. Or anything.
Yeah, noise pollution.
Noise pollution.
Yeah, that
Who
one is
cares,
so interesting.
Man,
also,
cares?
Imagine needing to hear that only the first of the household is what's important. Like,
yeah, anyways, important stuff. Important stuff.
Yeah.
We it have is- a segment. Do you want to do it now? We can also spread it out. We can do like I've got a few questions. It's a quiz.
Let's see if I'm having fun.
Okay.
Let's start now, see if I'm having fun. If I'm not, then we can play a couple songs and then get back to it.
Perfect.
And maybe I'll have more fun.
I'm going to be, like, super offended if we go to a song, but okay. I'll contain it. I don't have a name for this segment. It just is about YouTube comments, because they're funny sometimes.
Okay.
Question one. This comment is from a version of Hallelujah. Do you think it's from the Leonard Cohen, Jeff Buckley, or Pentatonix version?
Already quote, leaning one way.
Every so often, I come watch this video, and as ever am again amazed. let me start again. Every so often, I come watch this video, and as ever am again amazed at their voices. Daft, sorry.
It's so obviously Pentatonix. It's their voices.
I forgot that was in it. Every so often, I come watch this video. The second half is the important bit. Every so often, I come watch this video, and as ever, am again amazed at their voices. Daft Punk is also pretty intense from a different perspective. And, comma, and, dot, 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 well, you know, dot, dot, dot. Daft Punk is also pretty intense from a different perspective and well, you know.
Were they replying to like another comment that was talking about intensity?
No.
I'm crying. I'm crying.
What does Daft Punk have to do with it?
Well, yeah, so it's obviously Pentatonix because
yeah.
That's like A, B, and 3. You know, like, those are not...
I forgot that the voices that I said, that's their voices.
But even still, I mean, people with that level of understanding of grammar wouldn't be commenting on a Leonard Cohen video.
That's so pretentious. I don't think that's true.
What else would I base that on? How else would I answer that?
It's a segment, man. It's a quiz.
All right.
It's not...
Just don't call me pretentious during it. Okay.
Question two. Do you want to keep going?
Yes, I'm having fun.
Do you think this comment is from All You Need Is Love by the Beatles, Sound of Silence by Disturbed, or Fix You by Coldplay. Quote, when the strings came in, I was close to crying. And when all the instruments entered the crescendo along with the cymbals, some tears were close to coming out. When the strings came in, I was close to crying. And when all the instruments entered the crescendo along with the cymbals, some tears were close to coming out.
Sound of Silence.
Correct! Yes! You're 2 for 2. I just thought that was so funny.
That is ridiculous.
Saying I was close to crying twice.
Also, it's like music jargon. Music jargon. Crescendo. Crescendo. All the instruments.
Some tears were close to coming out.
That's, yeah.
Sound of Silence bonus round!
Oh, really?
Do you think this is from the Simon and Garfunkel version or the aforementioned Disturbed version? Quote, this is neither here nor there, but this reminds me of how vivid my own dreams are and how I remember bits of it throughout the day. That makes this song so real to me. Also, poetically, it's perfect.
Okay, that last part makes me lean Simon and Garfunkel.
Final answer?
Can you read, like, the middle?
I mean, it's...
Was it 2 sentences?
It's 3 sentences.
Do the second sentence.
That makes this song so real to me.
See that? And it's also about dreams, which can often be disturbed. By an alarm?
What?
Your dreams can be disturbed by an alarm?
Yep.
They can also be about disturbing things. Yeah. Although that, sidebar, I've read that if you wear an eye shade, you actually don't get up to pee.
I can verify that that is not true.
So I heard it from not you. I don't wear an eye shade.
You heard that on, I just listened to the podcast.
Definitely ad copy.
No, yeah. It's like they were talking about this on If I Were You, I think, or something.
Interesting.
Okay. I'm sure I just heard a podcast with
Disturbed version. Dang it.
That's the Simon and Garfunkel version.
Dang it.
I only have one more, so let's just do it.
Okay, yeah.
This one is Double or Nothing. Are you ready?
Wait, so do I have 1 point right now? Was it... I have 2 points?
2 points.
Okay.
Are you sure you're up to the challenge?
I'm not competing with anyone. So if I get it wrong, I still have 2 points? Or is it like Double or Nothing?
Double or Nothing.
So yes, okay. Yes.
You also don't have a choice. All right. Good luck. What song was this a comment for? No multiple choice. Quote. This could be the most famous song in the world? I have a feeling that everyone knows this masterpiece.
Wait, was the first one a question?
Yes, it has a question mark. This could be the most famous song in the world? I have a feeling that everyone knows this masterpiece.
I have a feeling. Feeling. Stuck on a feeling. High on believing. Whatever those lyrics are. Don't stop believing? Journey?
It was Imagine by John Lennon.
Okay. I'd say that's pretty close.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I have a feeling that everyone knows this masterpiece. It says from the United States, probably.
Yeah, wait. Can we get an account?
I was going to put them in here, but I didn't want to dox them.
No
that
way.
One was by a guy named Kevin, though.
Yeah, it's definitely just like first names, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That was fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did have fun. I didn't need to go to a song. I didn't need to pander.
I'm glad. Maybe I'll do more segments another time.
Well, I feel like we should maybe... we should each bring one next time.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you could, you know, pull your own weight sometimes.
Yeah. So, we're gonna take that energy and throw it out the window, because up next is Reach Out by Marc Rebier. Loop Daddy himself.
Loop Daddy.
All right.
That was El Brillo by Mestiza.
Radio edit.
Yeah, they were just a DJ duo that I saw in Madrid. They just do like cool flamenco house
music. Yeah, that was really cool.
With like candles and everything. It was really fun.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
I really like that song. And now we're going to pivot.
Now here comes the pivot. 45 three minutes quarters in. Of the way in.
Maybe we'll tab some of the stuff we were gonna get to in this section, but we're gonna play some hip hop, uncharted territory on Oz and Ends.
That's true.
We're taking advantage of the safe harbor hours.
Yeah, we've always been a 9 p.m. show.
Welcome to 10:46.
Welcome to the late night.
Yeah. We're gonna kick it off with Got by Mos Def.
Some cats really like to, you know, profile up front. And then the jukes go down all at once. They like, don't get mad, don't get mad. Don't get mad. Don't get mad. Hustling at the spot, got. This is how you get got at the gambling spot, and your hand is mad hot, got. This is how you get got out of Brooklyn late night, flashing all of your rocks, got. This is how you get got. Some girl from Pink House said I like you a lot, got. This is how you get got. This one go to all them big world cats with ice on their limbs and big rims on their act. You rollin' around town with your system bump and your windows cracked, load a profile in front. Now I like to have nice things just like you, but I'm from Brooklyn. Certain shit you just don't do, like high posting when you far from home, or like high posting when you all alone. Now this would seem to be clear common sense, but cats be living on sheer confidence. Like fuck that, pinching them telling me run now, but I get invincible, just ain't sensible. It's 1990 now, and it's certain individuals swear they rolling hard and get robbed on principle. Five star general flashing on your revenue, be taking a ride on the downstate medical, like colorful sparks, yellow and blue. A full on attack and it's happening to you. There's nothing you could do but bust back a cop or plea, but five of them and one of you, that equal got to me. Don't get mad, don't get mad. Don't get mad. Don't get mad. Be real, some jokers got a rough time keeping it concealed. I wonder what it means. It's probably self-esteem. Be feeling to be seen, get him like Aberdeen. Cats think it can't happen till the gas start clapping. Be coming down the wire, spitting fire like a dragon. Cause while the goods glisten, certain eyes take position to observe you tricking and catch that ass slipping. Like, come on now, what you expect? Got a month's paycheck dangling off your neck, and while you crissed out sipping, they rubbing up their mittens with heat and mint condition to start the giddy getting. They click start. Creeping like Sandinistan gorillas. You screaming player haters. These niggas is player killers, Mr. Fashion. That style never lasts long. The harder you flash, harder you get flashed on. It's hunger in the streets that is hard to defeat. Many steal for sport, but more steal to eat. Cats heavy at the weighing and they playing for keeps. Don't sleep, they roll up in your passenger seat. There is universal law, whether rich or poor. Some say life's a game, to more life is war. So put them egos to the side and get off them head trips. So some cats pull out the heater and make you headless. Don't get mad, don't get mad, don't get mad, don't get mad.
Very close, cause I don't like to boast. Instead I tell the tale of the French who prevailed through the Mr. Crazy Rabbits who were always on his tail. Rent ain't on sale, your roomie starts to wail. Get caught with stolen goods, then you will go to jail. If you go to jail, then who will pay the bail? To put you back to France on a ship with a sail. Escargo, Lucy and you eat snails.
Hey, yo, Tim, what's wrong with snails?
From the Zulu nation, from a town called Paris. Yeah. Came to America to find liberty. Uh-huh. Instead of finding pleasure, all your family's misery. Mm-hmm. But listen, Lucy, and you have a friend in me. What? Oh, luck will drive your butt batty. Yeah. Next time you fix some wheels, make it a caddy. In terms of doing good, I know you wish you really could. But listen, brother, man, I really think you can. Mm-hmm. Succeed with the breed of the brothers who you back. Yeah. It's the creme de la creme. And you can vouch for that. It'll take a minute, Rice. So take my advice. Trust in us, thus you trust in your life. Lucy and you should know. Are you ready, Lou? This one is for you. Coming from a true blue, fits like a shoe. Come on, start to stare, or come on, tell it, boo. Lucien, I'll leave it up to you.
Voulez-vous, rendez-vous, coucou, les poupous.
Watch that last, gonna backlash fast. Can you get a grip on the crackhead dip? Sold you a paper bag, guess he saw you coming. VCR from a neck bone bumming. $10, brother, he was humming and strumming. Only had 20, you was living like you're slumming. Gave him the money, well, I thought that was something. Looking like a kid who was lost in crumming. Don't worry about a thing, I won't get specific. This is a song that is long and prolific. Think of the stuff that I said if you can. Figure it out, compute, understand. No problemo, I'll help you with your demo. If you go to the store for me, Lucien, I'm just kidding, you should know. You gotta get a grip on the missions you be taking. Not so much the mission, but you got crazy ignition. Sure, the sugar babies wanna give you a chance with the French savoir-faire and the sexy glance. But is she really fly, or is she a guy? I won't ask why, cause I know that you try. You try too hard, is that the answer to the riddle? Instead of doing so much, why don't you do just a little? Boy, what a cat, I guess we shouldn't treat him bad. In fact, it would be nice if we understood him right. A case of positioning the feet in the shoes. Sympathetic reason in the case of the blues. Lucien is blue, even though he's really brown. I had to make the sound, his life is too profound. On the up and up, he's something like a little pup. Young and naive, it's hard to believe. As long as you're strong, you can quest with the questers. Jolly like a jumping bean or a jester. Lucien, you should know.
That was Luck of Lucien by A Tribe Called Quest.
Fun song.
You wanna...
Oh, this has been Odds and Ends. I am... What? Sorry, I just noticed that the light is on in Studio B or whatever.
Oh, it totally is.
This has been Odds and Ends, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Silas.
I'm Eli. We have a couple more songs for you.
They'll be just quick shots.
Choose
actually,
a number.
Maybe not.
Choose a number between 1 and 10.
3.
Okay. This is Potholders by MF Doom. And after that, you're going to hear OG by JPEG Mafia. We'll see you this time next week.
See ya.
Bye.
I strive to to be humble, lest I stumble. Never sold a jumbo or cop chicken wings with mumbo sauce. Tyson is a foul holocaust. Hitler gas your whole head up with poetry, I'm fed up. Ignore cordon bleu, stand up, get up. Lunge for your knife, don't forget your pot holders.
Hot shit. What? These old things? About to throw them away. With the gold rings that make them don't fit like OJ. Usually I take them off with oil or Olay. MCs is crabs in the barrel past the old bay. Hot as hell and it's a cold day in it. Working on a way that we can roll away tinted. Some say the price of holding heat is often too high. You either be in a coffin or you be the new guy. The one that's too fly to eat shoe pie. Never too busy when it comes down to you and I. A lot of niggas wish to die. You need to hold their horses, it's bigger fish to fry. You're on the list, if not, pick a number spot. 10 and a half Tim's is made to kick your bumper clock. I could've had a V8, F-150 quad cab, but I'll be straight. Money comes and goes like that two-bit hussy that night that tried to rush me. Dwight passed the Dutchie, so I could calm down so they don't get it twisted. Take it from the fireside and won't get blistered. Got it, what happened? Oh, it's not lit. These metal fingers be holding
hot shit. When I was 4, I penned guard, was born in New York back in 77. Still got Nan in the crescent. The effervescence of guard's presence is thick, unlike vapor. Extra roll, extra roll, word to the baker. Peace to the hard-working gingerbread makers. Looked up and down, said, too much makeup. Poor music taste, 10 years from being grown up. Rappers don't blow up, heads do. My name is Dwight Spitz, I'm a sonic addict. I used to think it was merely a nagging habit. Born under a bad sign, I'm serious about this curse of mine. I strive to flip it into fine wine. Barely born a virgin is what the stars said. Black not white, red all over though like Elmo. 28 years have passed, I feel I'm peaking. I make music every weekend. It's a chore, a fact of life. A labor of love, I get mad love but I detest the labor and its wages, you know death. I'm serving life from this gift of God. Don't forget your pot holders, my niggas.
A short time later.
Yes, but you are the hip hop gangsta.
The switch around the ass of radio like some whole time. The sort of picture jumps back the gangsta of the hip hop.
The hip hop gangsta.
The switch around the answer ring like some type of